All right, class. Today we're diving into a transformative chapter of American history, the Progressive Era. Picture this. The United States in the early 1900s was like a bustling machine with many gears, but some gears were rusty and others were grinding to a halt. This period saw people uniting to oil those gears and make the machine of democracy work better for everyone. Let's explore how they did that. Understanding progressive reforms. The Progressive Era, roughly 1890 to 1920, was a time when Americans recognized the need for reform in government, society, and the economy. So, what reforms were used to make government more responsive to citizens? Progressives tackled many social problems, from poor working conditions to child labor. Others focused on economic issues, advocating for fairer business practices. A significant case, Lochner v. New York, 1905, struck down a law limiting bakers' working hours, emphasizing the idea of freedom of contract. In contrast, Muller v. Oregon, 1908, upheld a law restricting women's working hours, marking a turning point in how the law could protect workers' rights. One of the most heartbreaking events was the Triangle Shirtwaist Company fire on March 25, 1911. A tragic fire in a garment factory claimed the lives of 146 workers, mostly young immigrant women. This disaster sparked outrage and led to major reforms in workplace safety standards, child labor laws. Reforms for child labor gained momentum thanks to powerful voices like John Spargo, whose book, The Bitter Cry of the Children, 1906, exposed the harsh realities faced by child workers. Imagine children as young as six working in coal mines or factories. The term breaker boys refers to young boys who worked in coal mines, often in dangerous conditions. This led to the establishment of compulsory education laws requiring children to attend school instead of working. Two passionate reformers, Lillian Wald and Florence Kelly, championed children's welfare. President Taft established the United States Children's Bureau, led by Julia Lathrop, to address these issues. Political and government reforms. The progressive movement didn't stop at social issues. It sought to cleanse politics of corruption. Influential figures like Frederick W. Taylor wrote The Principles of Scientific Management, advocating for efficiency in government. To fight against corruption, the council manager system was introduced, where city governments were run by elected councils instead of corrupt party bosses. Progressives pushed for reforms such as direct primaries initiatives, referendums, and the recall of elected officials. They even fought for the direct election of senators by voters, changing the way representatives were chosen. Direct primaries are elections held by political parties to select their candidates for the general election. Unlike traditional primaries, where party leaders chose candidates, direct primaries allow registered party members to vote directly for their preferred candidates. This reform aimed to reduce the power of party bosses and give more influence to ordinary voters in the candidate selection process. Primaries refer to preliminary elections in which political parties select their nominees for various offices, such as governor or president. There are different types of primaries, including closed primaries, where only registered party members can vote, and open primaries, where any registered voter can participate regardless of party affiliation. Primaries help narrow down the field of candidates before the general election. Initiatives are a process that allows citizens to propose legislation or constitutional amendments directly. If enough signatures are gathered from registered voters, the proposed measure can be placed on the ballot for a vote. This reform empowers citizens to have a direct say in the laws that govern them, bypassing traditional legislative processes. Referendums are votes in which the electorate is asked to approve or reject a specific piece of legislation or policy. Unlike initiatives, which are proposed by citizens, referendums usually involve laws passed by the legislature that are then submitted to voters for final approval. This process gives citizens the power to directly influence laws and policies. A recall is a procedure that allows voters to remove an elected official from office before the end of their term. If enough signatures are collected to support a recall effort, a special election is held to decide whether to remove the official from office. This reform was aimed at increasing accountability among elected officials, giving voters the ability to hold them responsible for their actions while in office. Women's suffrage. Now let's shift to a powerful movement. Within the Progressive Era, women's suffrage. What competing approaches did women use to promote a constitutional amendment? It all began at the Seneca Falls Convention in 1848, led by pioneers like Elizabeth Cady Stanton. Early suffragists were often abolitionists, fighting for the rights of both women and enslaved individuals. The American Woman Suffrage Association, AWSA, led by figures like Lucy Stone and Julia Ward Howe, focused on a state-by-state strategy, while the National American Woman Suffrage Association, NASA, led by Carrie Chapman Catt, advocated for a federal amendment. On the other hand, Alice Paul and the National Woman's Party employed more radical tactics, including protests and hunger strikes. Despite the passing of the 19th Amendment in 1920, which granted women the right to vote, its limitations were evident. Many women of color still faced significant barriers due to Jim Crow laws and systemic racism. Ida B. Wells fought tirelessly against lynching, showing that the struggle for equality was far from over. Roosevelt and Taft's progressive policies. Both Presidents Roosevelt and Taft played crucial roles in demonstrating a new approach to government regulation and industry. Roosevelt believed in business regulation to keep the public informed and protected. The landmark case Northern Securities versus United States marked the government's power to break up monopolies. The Hepburn Act of 1906 strengthened regulatory authority over railroads. The era also saw the emergence of consumer protection movements. Journalist Samuel Hopkins Adams exposed the dangers of quack medicines, while Upton Sinclair's novel The Jungle highlighted unsanitary conditions in the meatpacking industry, leading to the 1906 Meat Inspection Act. Environmentalism. Finally, let's not forget about environmental reforms. Roosevelt championed conservation efforts, promoting acts like the Newlands Reclamation Act, which helped manage water resources. His close advisor, Gifford Pinchot, led the U.S. Forest Service, pushing for sustainable use of natural resources. Even with all these reforms, tensions existed. Taft faced criticism for his handling of tariffs, particularly the Payne-Aldrich tariff, which angered many progressives who felt he strayed from Roosevelt's principles. Conclusion: the progressive era was a time of immense change and reform driven by a collective desire to improve society. From labor laws to women's suffrage and environmental protection, the era laid the groundwork for modern American democracy. As you reflect on this time, think about how those early progressives inspired future generations to continue fighting for justice and equality. Their legacy is a reminder that every voice can make a difference in shaping our world. I'm Justin. Thank you for joining me for the story of the progressive era. Look back over your textbook and ask your teacher if you have any questions. As always, study smart, and good luck on your test.